This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jennifer Gillette joins us live from Montpelier, the home of James and Dolly Madison once upon a time. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, CBS News was in your neck of the woods recently to do a big story about Montpelier and was broadcast nationally yesterday on the occasion of Mr. Madison's birthday.
Yes, we were very excited about it. It was actually a CBS Sunday morning, so it aired yesterday morning as part of James Madison's 257th birthday. We had Rita Braver, who was a former White House correspondent, came and spent 2 days with us and really did a great job of telling the American public what's happening here at Montpelier and who James Madison was and what his influence was on the founding of our country.
Now for the folks who missed it, like me, I've looked at it, I've seen the story online, but for the folks who missed it, what is going on at Montpelier? I know there's a big restoration going on, there's archaeology going on, there's a lot of folks who are new to our community here in Central Virginia who've never paid a visit to your neck of the woods.
Well, it's very exciting what's happening here. We are in the process of being in the final stages of a $24 million restoration of James Madison's home. This began in 2003. Prior to us acquiring it, the National Historic Trust, this home had been in private ownership, mainly through the DuPont family. And the house had been added on to over the years, and when we finally got it, it had been a 55-room mansion. And in some time ago, there was a decision to try to return it back to the way it was during James Madison's era, and they did a feasibility study, and it was determined, yes, we can do it. Obviously, it took a lot of money, and it's taken a lot of time, but we're in those final stages now, and we are gearing up to have it completed. The architectural restoration of the home will be completed, and we are going to be celebrating that in September as part of Constitution Day, which will be September 17th.
We're talking with Jennifer Gillette of Montpelier. So for the folks who last saw Montpelier when it was Mrs. DuPont's big, huge, pink thing, it certainly no longer looks like that.
No. It's basically down to the brick. It is a 22-room house now. Basically, you're seeing this house as it looked just when James Madison lived here. They are right now putting up the plaster on the walls, which is it's exciting because you can see the undercore of the house, but you're seeing where the house is going, you know, so you can kind of see the before and after right now.
Yeah.
And what's making it even more thrilling is the fact that this is very authentic. There's such accuracy being put in restoring the house. For instance, the plaster is being made of the horsehair and the limestone, just like it was when James Madison lived.
Wow. And as you say, this is a wonderful opportunity when you visit. It's not like going to say Monticello, as it looks now, you are really seeing a house being built from the inside out.
Yeah, you're seeing history. You can really see the elements of the house. And we're just getting more and more visitors. I think everybody is surprised at how much they're enjoying it. In fact, yesterday we just had a record number of visitors. We had over 1,000 people here. And it was just absolutely thrilling to see everyone here enjoying the home, but also enjoying the grounds of Montpelier. We have over 2,600 acres, so folks can really spend a lot of time here and just leisurely stroll the grounds. The children love it because there's open fields. There's horses here on the property. Yesterday, it was so much fun to watch all the families and the children, and people were flying kites and having picnic lunches. And I just heard comment after comment about how beautiful it was here or how big it was. It's a nice place to just kind of get away from it all, if anything.
Well, and one of the big differences for folks who've been to Monticello and not Montpelier is when you go to Monticello, you park, you ride the bus to the top of the mountain, and that you can sort of walk around the yard there. But when you go to Montpelier, it's, you know, as you say, 2,600 acres, and there's trails through the woods, and I mean, you could spend literally all day just walking around.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And you know, I've got little ones, and they always get, you know, sick of being drug here or drug there, and the kids actually end up enjoying it here because they can run free, and like I said, we have the horses. It's a gorgeous view when you stand on the steps of Montpelier. You're looking at the Blue Ridge Mountains, and it's just absolutely breathtaking.
We're talking about Jennifer Gillette of Montpelier. James Madison, of course, his birthday was yesterday. And Jennifer, what do you think it is most people don't know about James Madison?
Well, you know, James Madison was one of the founding fathers that people don't know too much about. If they know anything about him, is, you know, hopefully they know that he was the father of the Constitution, that he helped craft the document. But and maybe all the other things that they know is the fact that he was our nation's fourth president. He was he wasn't one of those people who had a demanding presence, who liked the attention. He was a thinker, and he kind of was a man behind the scenes. He worked very closely with Thomas Jefferson. And, you know, Dolly, his wife, Dolly Madison, was probably a little bit more of the more outgoing one of the two. She was also very political, very savvy that way. And she really, I think, helped him in, with his political career as he moved forward. But he was, like I said, a brilliant man. He, you know, he was a young man when he went to the Constitutional Convention. And people realized that, you know, when this man talks, we listen, because he really knew what he was doing. He had really thought things through. When he was here at Montpelier, this is where he imagined the Constitution. He had studied all forms of government. He was a very, very educated man. And so when he went to the Constitutional Convention, he came earlier than anybody else, and he was very well prepared. And like I said, he really helped change the direction as to where our government was going.
It's so interesting to think how so many of these founding fathers were actually scholars. They would be, today, they would be very at home in a university setting. And it's so different from today, when we find that so many of our scholars of today are so derided, often by the right and the left. What this country could do with a few more scholars in the White House or in Congress it would be a good thing, I think.
Well, definitely. You know what I always like to think? You know, we all sit around and we like to think we're going to change the world, and we all have our ideas. And when you think about James Madison and Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton, and you know what? They actually did it.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
They all sat around and they were a bunch of buddies, and they really did change the world.
Jennifer Gillette works at Montpelier. James Madison's big birthday was yesterday, and the house continues to be renovated there to look exactly like it did when James Madison was there. Jennifer, you also announced recently a new exhibit of African Americans at Montpelier. Is that right?
Yes, we actually have. There's a train depot that is located right at the gate of Montpelier, and this was part of the DuPont family. And basically, we are planning to restore the train depot to create a permanent exhibit in regard to the whole history of African Americans here at Montpelier. Basically, we're going to be covering the whole history of starting from slavery all the way through the civil rights movement. The reason why we're having this at the train depot is we still have the signage during the Jim Crow era of the white and colored waiting rooms, and we just feel like it's really sends a message home as to this is how the history has evolved here at Montpelier.
Jennifer Gillette is at Montpelier, James Madison and Dolly Madison's home near Orange, Virginia, a short drive from the Charlottesville area, and definitely, definitely worth the trip. You can learn more online at montpelier.org. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.